Presley with Martin Besser. Checkerin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Besser.
Yeah, so we're still on site as this George building collapse tragedy and heartache unfolds. The true heroes of the rescue and recovery mission are emerging and spoken about. You even heard Dalvin there, one of the survivors we spoke to a couple of moments ago, just saying how the efforts just don't stop. And that we get a sense that the emergency services are giving it their all. And you've heard about the dogs, the sniffer dogs, the highly and specially trained sniffer dogs from the SAPS K9 Search and Rescue Unit, and also the link between that and the gift of the givers.
Yeah.
They have been instrumental in training these dogs and also gifting these dogs to the K9 unit. I don't know if you know that. Someone who's been on the scene moments after it happened is Mario Ferreira from the Gift of the Givers. Mario, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a horrible time it's been. Obviously, for people like Dalvin and those have been found, the lucky ones, and the way that he just speaks about, you know, the efforts of the emergency personnel, the dogs, we really get a sense that they're trying their all, right?
Correct. Yes. Absolutely. I mean that. Just if you look at the amazement of what happened, the amazement of the people that was taken out under this rubble. I think we totally underestimate the value of these dogs.
You know, right at the start, there was like a 3-day mark being thrown around that is, you know, generally accepted worldwide. But then 5 days later. And I think the dogs were instrumental in this, right? Finding someone who's still alive.
Absolutely. You know, I'll never forget the expression on the face when that person actually came out. It was a mixture of joy, happiness, gratefulness. And, you know, it's all thanks to the dogs that actually identified him. And if you look at the confined space where this person was trapped, how deep he was trapped under the concrete sheets or flooring, it's absolutely amazing.
Tell me more about these dogs. They're very, very specially trained, right?
Yeah, we in South Africa, we actually known for our unique dogs. They can not only identify live people underneath, but they actually distinct between live and deceased, and they can actually show you whether the person is alive or not. So that's quite remarkable. When we went to Turkey with our dogs of South Africa with the earthquake over there, that was one of the things that the people couldn't understand. How can our dogs identify both?
Unbelievable. And once again, as you said, instrumental in finding that survivor down there after 5 days. And maybe
absolutely.
being the difference.
Very much, very much. Yes. And, you know, we still haven't given up hope.
Dogs
are still getting used on a daily basis. And we'll continue with that right to the end.
Now, what does Gift to the Givers and these dogs, what do you have to do with the K9 unit of the SAPS?
Sorry, just repeat?
The link between Gift to the Givers and the SAPS K9 unit, for those who don't know.
Okay. Well, we work very closely together. I think with everything that we do as Gift to the Givers, one is so much stronger if you work together. We have donated over 100 dogs to the SAP. We've got a training unit near Cape Town where these dogs are actually getting trained. And as we speak, basically, we've got a couple in training just for whatever to come.
What is the mood right now on the ground, Mario? I know that you've been there pretty much hours after the tragedy struck. What is the mood there today?
It's a mixed feeling. I mean, obviously, it's been quite some time since the last person was taken out alive. The moods are a little bit down at the moment. The spirits are still high of the guys, the rescuers. They're working hard. They're working shifts right through the night. It's a 24-hour service. The families basically are coming in today where we will assist them with food parcels and so forth. But it's not a nice sight. The atmosphere, you can feel it. There's a total, almost like a quietness, not only on the site, but over the whole town of George hanging here.
I'm amazed every time at the range of giving when it comes to give to the givers. Where you do help out, not only obviously with the victims' families, the emergency workers, probably their families as well, the story about the dogs, it is so all-encompassing. It really is. Your efforts are incredible.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, we try to interact with people, obviously, as far as we can. And the synergy is amazing that we've got in the town. The communities over here, they're just coming forward to assist businesses from all over the country, people from abroad that's come forward to say, listen, we are here to help. So we're working very closely together, specifically with the SAP disaster management.
Amazing integration, progressive forward thinking, being part of the solution. Incredible. Honestly, I salute you. We've spoken about these dogs so much. Are they all okay?
Martin, we've basically two of our dogs is not well at the moment. One hurt its foot on the debris, the metalwork and so forth on the site. It's been taken care of. We've got Vital Vet here, local, that has basically come forward. The assistance of the people just on the dogs, it's just amazing. Wherever needed, they just open their hearts and their knowledge. Then we've got another dog that actually went into stress, which at the moment is taken care of. So yes, it's long hours for the dogs. They work on 6-hour shifts, but we're talking now more than a week. It's getting tough on them.
And of course, the handlers, warrant officers Willy Fisser and Rian Leroux, and all those guys also on the ground. Long shifts for them, and I'm sure it's emotionally draining, man. Must be very tough on them.
Martin, a lot of people think this handlers only lead the dogs around. But it's a lot more than that. I mean, that guys get intensely involved with the rescue operation, actually climbing under the rubble and so forth.
Sure.
What's also the norm is they normally bring in one dog to have a look at or to sniff around, and then if that dog identifies something, it's get double checked with the other dogs that's in the area.
What a process.
So just to confirm the findings, yes.
Well, listen, congratulations on the way that you integrate with the canine unit, all those dogs that you've gifted them that have been so specially and amazingly trained and have been instrumental in finding people so far, and your continued efforts. The very best that we can do sitting on the sidelines is to support you. So many people have said, you know, when your name comes up, Gift of the Givers, people immediately think, Good Morning Angels, how can we enable the Gift of the Givers to continue doing their great work? So on behalf of Good Morning Angels and our listeners and the Good Morning Angels Fund, I'd like to send you 100,000 Rand to assist whatever's needed for this rescue and recovery there for the workers, the survivors. And then also from the same fund, Mario, would like to send you 100,000 Rand towards the Specialized Canine Unit.
Sure, Martin, that is very generous. We really appreciate it. This definitely will be come to good use. Thank you very much on behalf of Gift of the Givers and the Canine Unit.
It's the least we can do. Please, our love and our thoughts to everybody there, still on the ground, the rescuers, the handlers, the families, the survivors, and all the best. Sterkte met wat volg. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin. We appreciate it.
Cheers, Mario. Goede dag in die Suidkaap.
Thank you. Thanks, Bubba.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.